Daily Shorts.
Jim Distortion here, doing a Daily Short. I want to talk to you about fake news. It's kind of a buzzword at the moment, but that's not why I'm doing it. I noticed a few of my friends were reposting propaganda, I suppose, you know, against terrorism, against Muslims, against this, against that, you know, British patriotism. And it's all just fake. It's all people using photographs, putting them in Photoshop and putting some strap line that makes, you know, makes people's blood boil. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a patriot. There's nothing wrong with loving your country. There's nothing wrong with making sure that you know that you're British, if you are, and you're, you know, you're strongly believing that that's your identity. There's nothing wrong with that. What there is something wrong with, yeah, is using your nationality to headbang against everyone else that they should be the same as you. It moves on from yesterday's bullying. If you're in a situation where you have a belief, and your belief is so strong that you are willing to manipulate the truth to put that belief in the forefront of people's minds, then there's something wrong with that belief in the first place. If it's a true original belief, you know, people will either follow it or not, but you can't browbeat people into following you because you believe in something. You know, that's wrong. There's all kinds of different fake news. There's hoaxes, there's propaganda, there's misinformation, and there's yellow journalism. Yellow journalism is like the National Enquirer in America, where they have bold, bright, and beautiful headlines that make no sense, that have no basis in truth. But, you know, with that publication, everyone knows that there is no truth, and it's entertainment. If you do think they're real, maybe you should start looking at your own intellect and eating more spinach and brain food. I don't know. Misinformation, obviously, is just telling lies through you know, using your media, using your newspapers, using your news feed on social media to tell people something that's wrong and putting it out that it's actually true. A hoax is usually something, you know, like the old alien invasion on the BBC. It was actually a play, but it was so convincing that everyone thought it was real. You know, that's using media to perform a hoax. Propaganda, again, is... the best example of this is the Russian propaganda during the war with the red and white posters, you know, basically telling you that every other country, you know, isn't Russia, isn't valid, isn't a place you want to be. So there's all kinds of different fake news. The thing about fake news as well is it's not new. You know, in 1600, Charles II tried to close coffee houses because they were a den of gossip. And around about the same time, newspapers were coming into fashion. So what was happening was is that all of these gossip mongers in the coffee houses were there talking about it, and these gossip headlines, if you like, would end up in the newspapers as truth. So as far back as the 1600s, you know, it was happening then. It's very dangerous to believe everything you read. It's very dangerous to look at something that you find appealing without backing it up. You know, the antithesis of fake news is truth with proof. So in the olden days, I suppose, you know, before all of this fake media to influence politics came along to such an extent, you know, newspapers had to have sources that were backed up. You know, the editor's job was to make sure that people could substantiate their stories. And if they didn't, you know, they'd be sued to high heaven. So, you know, if you've got a story that you want to believe in, go and look it up. You know, 9 times out of 10, Google, you know, will tell you whether it's fake news or whether it's real. Don't believe anything where they have a leading picture and a strap line that, you know, boils your blood a little bit. It's no good for that. You're going to find yourself in a world of trouble. In as much as you start believing in something, then all of a sudden you realize you're part of the BNP or UKIP or whatever the hell it is. You know, you've got this anti feelings towards, you know, anyone who happens to be Muslim. Muslims are actually, you know, law-abiding, peaceful people. But in every religion, in every political party, there are people who have a different agenda. People who think that violence and hatred is the way to turn people's heads. Actually, a good argument will do the same thing as long as you can back it up and substantiate it. So basically what I'm saying is don't believe everything you read on social media. I know most of you don't, you know, but fake news is a reality. It's influencing Brexit to such an extent that we're now, you know, leaving the EU. Now, whether you want that or not is irrelevant. My point here is £350 million will go back into the NHS was written on the side of a bus, and that picture influenced half the country, yeah, to vote one way and half the country, you know, voted the other way. I'm not saying that one picture did it, but I am saying that I know people that voted out because of that image. And that's shocking. It's scary. And it also shows how blinkered people are. It also shows that, you know, someone will take at face value, yeah, propaganda. When it was dropped out of airplanes, you know, by the Americans, you know, in the Second World War, and also, you know, Vietnam and all of that, you know, flyers and things in the Vietnamese language telling the people that their government was actually, you know, cowards and, you know, trying to belittle who they were. You know, you can see why they were doing that in conflict and war, but it's still not right. You know, you're still lying to people. So, fake news. It just means it's lies. It just means it's not real to cause some kind of reaction from you, be it good, be it bad. Don't forget, though, being British, being Canadian, being American, being Scottish, being French, being whatever the hell you are, you're allowed to be that. Nobody's saying you're not. But when you put that in front of somebody because you've seen fake news and you portray that as your own thought, maybe it's showing your lack of knowledge. And that can never be a good thing. Jim Distortion. Distortion's Got Issues, Daily Shorts. You can find us on Instagram at Distortion's Got Issues.